countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
You are listening to Countrywide on RT Radio 1, and I'm Artie Morrissey here with you this morning. Where else in the world would you hear yourself being addressed as Loveen, but in the beautiful county of Galway? And Loveen is the name of a 96-year-old Glotog, or small Galway hooker, which has been restored by expert boat builders Colleen Hernan, Kieran Oliver, and a team of volunteers with the Galway Hooker Sailing Association. The club, which works with Galway Sea Scouts and has over 100 volunteers, has already restored one late 19th century Glotog, which can be seen on moorings in Claddagh Basin, namely the Lovely Anne. Certainly, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. Lorna Siggins dropped down to the workshop to witness the last pieces of sanding, drilling and varnishing on the Loveen when she spoke to Kieran Oliver.
So this boat was owned by a dear friend and neighbour of mine called Nicky Dolan, and Nicky Dolan's picture is on the wall there behind us, right? So Nicky unfortunately passed away in 2011 at age 46, and he had sailed the boat once or twice over the season when he bought it. So the boat was left there for a while, and a couple of months later it came into the hands of the Sea Scouts. Okay, and I sailed it, I launched it there myself with Molly Dolan, Nicky's mother at the time. We launched it and sailed it from Molly's house, outside Molly Dolan's house, our next door neighbour, over to the Spanish Arch and unveiled the name Loveen. So a little bit of background on the Loveen, the name. The boat was originally called Surikam Raid after Pádraic Hanafy's two daughters, a man from Ardmore who owned the boat, and he named it after his daughters. But when Nicky came home, Molly asked him, "What are you going to name the boat, Nick?" "I'm going to name it Loveen." And she said, "You must be joking me. Don't be so..." He was a messer, like, you know, he's a bit of a mess, a bit good crack, whatever. So anyway, he never got to name it, you know. And then it was Molly's decision. She told us the story at the time, whatever. She was only delighted to call it Loveen then. It's definitely a word in Claddagh anyway, for sure, and Galway. And Nicky was a great character, very adorable man, very, very... just dead sound, I suppose. Nice guy. And whether you're a man or woman or child or dog, how is it going, Loveen? And he'd give you a wink like that, you know, whatever. So we did this in honour of Nicky Dolan, and it'll be launched in his memory.
And where was it actually built?
The boat was built by John Francis Rennie on the site, who had a boatyard on the site of Galway City Museum, 96 years ago, circa 1925 or so. It went through a few hands until in the 80s, I think it was, or early 80s, Pádraic Hanafy bought it. And he sailed it then for a number of years until Nicky got it, 2011.
So it had been going up and down the Galway coast,
up
the Connemara
coast.
Up and down
the Galway coast, towing for, there was an engine in it at one stage, it was towing for oysters in Clearambridge, and it would have been used. It was originally she was a Báil Imre. She was a rowboat or a weed boat, seaweed boat, you know, and there's a picture inside actually of her in her kind of original form and state, you know. So the smaller boats, the smaller hookers would have generally kind of started out their lives or their working lives as Báil Imres, the Glotogs, yeah. And this one, obviously the same. And it was in 83 that even Coley Hernan actually worked on it at the time and helped make a Glotog rig for it, and she became a sailing boat then. When it was handed over to the scouts with the help of Neil McNeillis, the harbour master, Brian Sheridan, unveiled the name Loveen at the time, and we sailed it twice that year in 2011. I suppose, long story short, a few of us got together and we formed a non-profit company, and we applied to FLAG, Fisheries Local Action Group, a group there where we secured European funding in a region of €30,000, which would help fund the Loveen restoration, the full restoration.
There's over 100 volunteers in the Galway Hooker Sailing Association, 60% of them female. And working with them is legendary boat builder, originally from Carna, Coley Hernan, currently very busy with his saw. Are you able to talk?
Hello, how are you?
How hard was it?
It wasn't hard at all.
It sound hard.
Ah, well, yeah, that's all right. Looking at people working probably makes it feel hard. Yeah, no, it hasn't. Lockdown, I suppose, was a big factor in that. We had loads of help at the beginning, and then people had to distance So we lost out a bit of manpower. But fine, we're there, nearly there.
And did you ever do restore a boat like that before where you're replacing everything?
Yeah, my own boat, Norvog, would have been replaced completely, and Assorn, another one that Colin Oak has there, would have been redone. But not many nowadays. Boat builders prefer straightforward new boats. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
No, you take out a rib, so you're going backwards for half an hour and then getting a new rib in.
Yeah.
Much slower, much slower. That's why it's more expensive if you're pricing a job on a boat now to rebuild. Whereas most of the boats now, back west in particular now, they just go for a new build.
And you have members of your family as well involved in this?
Well, I don't see them today, though. I don't see them today. One turned up all right, but he's shy. I think he's camera shy.
Yeah, Aine
does a lot of... Aine was involved in this project originally. I just came in to help him out, but I notice now that he's helping me out, I think, now.
You've got a big group of volunteers now as well.
There's plenty. It's great. It's great, really. And I suppose with the boat building, you need a level of skill for the actual, but for a lot of the other stuff that would take up a lot of our time, like pairing the timber, filling, fairing, painting, fill, all of that stuff, that would have taken oceans of time. So that's where the help is great. That's why we say hello when they come, we enjoy them.
Ava here, one of our volunteers, yeah, she's after sanding the mast this morning there, and for another coat of varnish. So we'll keep going till we run out of varnish. 10 coats minimum anyway, we don't do anything lightly.
I've joined the club in September last year, and I'm delighted of having this opportunity to take a part in such an amazing project as building the boat. Nice. Loving.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you sailed now?
I have sailed twice since. Being on a hooker, it feels like actually rocking on a whale when you're on the sea. So it's super beautiful feeling, and definitely worth, you know, that work. But that work itself is very, very rewarding.
That was volunteer Ava Leszczynska, originally from Poland and now a volunteer with the Galway Hooker Sailing Association, talking to Lorna Siggins. And once the sails arrive, the Lovin is ready to be launched. Keep an eye out if you're around the Claddagh Basin. Lovely story, and lovely boats as well.